history of rock and roll. They really rock it in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay.
Chuck Berry was among the royalty of rock in 1958, laying down guitar techniques and lyrical ideas which are still influencing music.
My first inspiration on writing Sweet Little 16 was gained in Denver, Colorado at a date once, whereupon during the intermission, there was a little girl in running around the auditorium, around and around. It was an oval-shaped auditorium, like an arena, and I noticed that I happened to open the show at this particular date, and while the other actors were performing, I walked around and signed autographs and so, and I passed this little girl 6 or 7 times, and she was only searching for autographs. The show wasn't important to her, and this made me think that she wanted things to remember, not just one side of a certain thing.
Another Berry, Berry Gordy Jr., now president of Motown Records, wrote a song that year for Jackie Wilson, Lonely Teardrops. The shoo-bee-doo-bop vocal chorus is worth noting as an example of an upcoming topic on the history of rock and roll. Steve Allen, a pioneer student of rock and roll lyrics, offered his views on rock poetry, along with some examples for Rockumentary Microphones.
In ages past, a great many young people, creative young people, attempted to write good poetry, and some of them succeeded. Today, most of these young people are busy writing the lyrics of popular songs of the day, and sometimes there's marvelous poetry in these lyrics. Consider, for example, the following. Dip, dip, dip. Dip, 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 do. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la. Ba-do. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la. Ba-do.
That is, of course, the first stanza of Get a Job by the Silhouettes. Steve Allen also interpreted the refrain from the Flamingos' I Only Have Eyes for You.
Shoe-bop. Shoe-bop. Do-bop. Shoe-bop.
The Elegants came up with another rock and roll lyric, the simplicity of which is deceptive, the prelude to Little Star, again for the history of rock and roll by Steve Allen.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Too-ooh-ooh. Ooh-ooh-ooh-ooh. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Too-ooh-ooh. There's a great meaning there for our time.
Dip, 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 dip.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-do. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-do.
Shabam-shabam. Dibam-shabam.
Down, 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 down Do that again.
Ride a hubbin' in a gun devil.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bom.
Gow gow.
Rubber Biscuit by The Chips was the ultimate nonsense syllable song, a record described for the history of rock and roll by Frank Zappa as pop art ahead of its time. From experiments to the mainstream, we return to 58 for a bit of autobiography from Conway Twitty, who had a number one record that year.
We started out down in Arkansas just kind of knocking around, you know. Before all this happened, I was a baseball player. And when I got out of the Army and heard this rock and roll music, I laid down my baseball bat and picked up a guitar, and we started at it.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe.
Documentary moves on with the 1958 Olympics.
The history of rock and roll.
Save my soul. I can't get a date. Baby's got a tool on Natalie. Whitehead and Big Cheyenne. Coming through the TV, shooting up the ladder. My baby loved the West on Louis.
The Olympics were modeled after the Coasters, who were still going strong when the latter-day group scored with Western movies. Dwayne Eddy, who twanged his way into the 58 charts with a song of the South, discussed Rebel Rouser for the rockumentary.
Lee Hazelwood and Lester Sill produced it. We went in the studio and we started about 9 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't have actually any idea of what we were going to do. I'd cut one record before that, and which was Moving and Grooving, and it had gone halfway up the charts, enough to encourage us to go back in. And so we went in that morning with nothing in mind, really, what we were going to do. So I had Bob Taylor, who was playing drums, just lay down a beat.
Clyde McFadden was still doing well without the Drifters in 58, the year of a lover's question.
Boom, 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 boom.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
Bobby Darin was still in his rock and roll stage in 1958. He wrote and sang Splish Splash, which has a secret distinction. It was one of the first rock and roll songs recorded on an 8-track tape machine, which allowed voices and instruments to be added after the framework of the song had been taped. This is the process by which most records are now made. Splish Splash was one of the first to use it.
Splish Splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. When I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out and know there was a party going on. It was a splishing and a splashing. One time I was a splishing and a splashing.
The Jamies enjoyed brief fame in 58 with a record planned for the season of its release.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, some, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.
The history of rock and roll continues this 12-hour rock chart sweep in a moment with a high-flying record from 1958.
We have rock and roll.
Singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin.
Tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, tweet. Rockin' Robin.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight.
Tweet, tweet,
the Philadelphia sound originally was stolen from all other areas of music. Whatever was popular, the fellas there would turn around or make very, very commercial or saleable.
Dick Clark discussed the Philadelphia sound for the history of rock and roll.
In those days, they were taking Negro music and brushing it white and making it understandable for the general youth market, who at that time wasn't as tuned in as it is now. It grew, as the music grew later on, into something all of its own. But in, you take an old Cameo record, well, what could it be? I'm trying to think of some things that they did there. You'd have to go back to a Bobby Rydell or a Chubby Checker sound or a Dee Dee Sharp sound and play it today, and that's that was the sound of Philadelphia then. Then you had Danny and the Juniors. That was a rise of a group that was put together and a sound to accommodate a dance called the bop. So what rhymed with bop but the hop? And you have a thing called At the Hop.
Oh,
Diamonds capitalized on a dance craze in 1958 for a giant hit, The Stroll. Everly Brothers re-enter the history of rock and roll in a 1958 backstage interview about their then new record.
Put it to you is to describe it as more or less it's a new style of harmony we're using. It's a, I don't know if it's really different or not, but it's something new for us.
Darling.
Picked up Bo Diddley's beat for a 1958 smash about a fad. Next on the Rockumentary. Hand Jive was a sit-down dance which lasted just about as long as you can sit down to rock and roll music, which isn't very long. Johnny Otis was one of the rock originators. He discovered many early rhythm and blues artists. He wrote a number of songs. He was an R&B star from the late 1940s on, and his band backed most of the West Coast rhythm and blues singers in the early days. But he didn't make the pop record charts until 1958, a notable year also for Jimmy Clanton, who clicked with Just a Dream.
Just a dream. Just a dream.
Just a dream.
All our plans and all our schemes. How could I think you'd be mine?
You'd be mine.
Those lies I tell myself each time. Do I love you? Now I know it's too late for me.
The history of rock and roll.
Where are you, little star?
Where are you?
Oh, ra-da-da-da-da-da.
Make this wish come true tonight.
nursery rhyme became a hit for the Elegants in 1958, Chuck Berry gave the year and a generation a theme song, rock and roll music.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll.
The Crest aims straight for the 1958 teenage heart with 16 Candles, one of the many successful 16 songs. Unemployment Song by the Silhouettes comes next on the History of Rock and Roll.